Hi, this is Roger, and welcome to the first of my picture boos. What we're doing with this series of audio boos is looking at a photograph that I've taken and give you some idea of the context and some idea of what went into the making of the photograph. So the first one we're going to look at is one of my all-time favourite wedding photographs. It shows the bride and a fantastic interaction with a little girl. Now, how did this photograph come into being? Well, what had happened was is that the bride actually had her back turned to the little girl, and the little girl was banging away on the glass trying to get her attention. Now, that of its own right made for quite an interesting picture. Now, here's the thing. What do we always do as photographers? As soon as we've taken a photograph that we think is halfway good, we look at it on the back of the camera. Now, as a documentary photographer, you cannot do that, because inevitably what's going to happen is a much better picture will develop, and you won't even see it because you're so wrapped up looking at what's on the back of your camera. So, very important, as a documentary photographer, you must never, ever, ever take your eye off a scene, because you just don't know what's going to happen next. So what happened here was, after some really, really loud banging, yes, the bride finally heard what was going on behind her, turned round, and this happened. Now, this is a far, far superior photograph than the one I already had. Now, there's something else about this picture that I really like. If you know my work, you'll see that reflections crop up in my photographs quite a bit. I love reflections. I'm crazy about reflections. Now, there's two kinds of reflections going on here. You could say that the little girl is actually a mirror image of the bride, both got their tongues out, both leaning in towards each other. Now, the second reflection that's going on here is of the guy. Now, you'll see him over on the right-hand side of the photograph there with the sunglasses. That's actually the groom, and he's reflected again in the window there. And I really love that. I really love having a subject and their reflections more or less at opposite ends of the frame. I really like that. The fact that it's the groom is a bonus. The fact that he's completely oblivious to what's going on is even better. So that's the first picture boo that I'd like to run through with you. The lesson here is never ever take your eye off the action as a documentary photographer. You just don't know what's going to happen. I hope you've enjoyed this first picture boo. Do join me next week, next Wednesday evening, when I'll have another one for you.